from the generator pad from the Chrysler loading dock. I don't know where I'm at. I'm just trying to get out of the wind. It's just so windy in the stadium. If I would have tried to record it, it would have just been whipping around. And now I've got the low hum of some kind of generator or something. But this is the only place to get out of the wind. You don't need my story. I'm the idiot I've always been. I couldn't find the press conference. The person I asked gave me the wrong directions. I ended up in the wrong room on the wrong end of the building. I was going to go back out to do From the Stands. The band's still out there. Both bands are still out. Certain accesses with certain zones you can't go in with your press pass. So I just gave up on From the Stands, and I'm recording it, an hour after the game now? Maybe more than an hour. Look, I'm just angry at the, look, I'll say it this way. I'm the Big Ten. I want Michigan in the playoff, or I want Ohio State in the playoff, and it's very important. The refs know this, and if Illinois is fighting for a one seed in basketball, I would want similar protections. But when you have DeVito scrambling and nearly getting a first down, and there's a hold, and then, you have the pick play isn't called right in front of the officials, and then you have a pass interference on the very next. There's no possible way for any human being who's not a Michigan fan, any human being to not think. I never think it's cheating. I never think, oh, the refs have money on the game. It's just, as a ref, as I've always said, refs will call a home game 60-40. They know there's biases, so they lean toward the home team. It's always existed. I appreciate it in basketball. It's a much better system than trying to be 50-50. I've written about it. I've talked about it. I don't mind refs being biased toward the home team. This one is a little extra because it just felt like national implications, and the Big Ten has a great interest in Michigan getting to the playoff. And so when Michigan's down needing to get the ball back, there's a holding, and when it's just everything that happened in the, it's just hard to deal with when you're just watching it slip away and then all the calls go toward the home team to help them get into field position to kick the field goal. It's not some like, oh God, it was blatant. Ref, I don't have those emotions. My emotions are, God, it sucks that this is the way the world works. My emotions are similar to the bookshop owner when the Barnes & Noble moved in. They're similar to the hardware store guy when the Lowe's and the Home Depot were built. It's just unfair. But that's the way the world works, and I accept it. And when my basketball team is a top 10 team, I want it at home. I 100% want it at home. I was so worried about Illinois basketball falling to where it had fallen in the 2010s because we were no longer that program that would, be worthy of such assistance. But we're Kenny's Hardware and their Lowe's, and Kenny, when he goes and complains about specific price gouging just to run him out of business, nobody really cares, Kenny. I hate to tell you this, but it's the way the world is now, and I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to close after 71 years. That's how this feels. That's where I am. I just, you know, number three at home, losing fourth quarter. They're just going to get assistance. And for them to get assistance on a fourth down pick play, just, I hate Home Depot. I mean, I don't hate Home Depot. Look, I should probably say that. What am I going to do in Champaign the next time I need something? Am I going to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards? Yes, I am. Are fans going to tune in to Ohio State and Michigan next weekend? Are more fans going to tune in because they're both undefeated? Yes, they will. Will anyone care? No. Are you kidding? Huge game. We'll care. It's just, like, I haven't seen the knee going down on the fumbled snap. I don't know. I just know the screenshot somebody sent me. I haven't watched anything on TV. I'm just there in person. But there's just one feeling from this thing. Sorry, Kenny. You're going to have to close your hardware store. The economics of this just don't make sense anymore. It's the way the world works. And everyone's going to forget and go to Home Depot in 3 weeks. Okay, Michigan police coming to kick me out. Should I record it? We'll see. Okay, I gotta go. Cool, Leonard.